Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mago is here. Hi.
Hi. How are we?
You've entered at an interesting time.
This has been like a crazy last hour when I was driving and listening.
Are you looking for a baby girl?
No.
No?
I'm just learning about this term. We were talking about it during the break, and I was having it explained to me, and I don't like it.
No?
No, it's giving me the ick.
Oh, it gives you the ick.
I don't like... It makes me uncomfortable when anyone cries in front of me, and when it's my man, I'm like... They said, I agree with Wiggy. Of course, there's times when you're feeling your feelings.
Right. And like birth of a child.
I think the only time that I ever saw my dad cry was putting our dogs down. Mm. And I was like, yeah, I'm a wreck. I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah. But other than that, like...
No.
I think it's who maybe raises you, too. Like, my dad has always been emotional. Like, everybody knows that about my dad.
Yeah.
He cries giving
a
speech.
Crier.
Yeah, he's a crier.
Yeah, he's a crier.
I don't know. Very different. Very different.
I also, I've never been one of those people who cries when I'm happy or when I like see something that moves me emotionally. It's usually a very negative emotion for me that's bringing that out.
Kind of sad.
Why?
I don't know. It feels so good to cry. It feels so good to cry sometimes. And when it's a happy cry, it feels really good.
I don't think I've ever had a happy cry.
Wow.
In my whole life.
Wiggy cries after sex.
No.
All right. No. Well, hey.
I'm not touching that.
You have some, before we get to the team, you have a little bit of intel on Jeffrey Lurie.
Well, yeah. So I had Ruben Frank, who's a longtime columnist, host, been covering the Eagles since 1987, on my Slam podcast yesterday, just to get some feeling from somebody who's been with the Eagles before, or covering the Eagles before and after Jeffrey Lurie bought that team in 1994, and just kind of trying to figure out, what is this guy like as an owner? Because, of course, Bill Simmons earlier this week had the report that he's in the bidding for the Celtics, and that was a real surprise name for a lot of people. What's interesting to me is everybody knows this guy now is a Boston sports fan. He grew up around here, mm-hmm. went to high school in Cambridge, went to 3 different schools.
To Babson. Got
Brandeis, BU, and Clark University.
Okay.
And so...
Grew up in Newton, or did he start
Chestnut Hill.
Okay, yeah, Chestnut Hill.
So
yeah.
He, I don't know if that's Newton or Brookline.
Is,
I feel like we always get trapped in geography. But, so he's a huge Boston fan. So I guess from that perspective, it's not surprising. He tried to buy the Patriots once before, back in 93, and... was basically talked out of it by a family member. But the guy's 77 years old. And from a Philadelphia perspective, what I got was, this is someone who people thought was maybe handing over the reins for the Eagles to his son, Julian. And so it's kind of a surprise that, mm-hmm. hey, now there's interest over in the Celtics, which is clearly a franchise that this guy has been a fan of growing up around here and being a rabid New England fan like everybody else. But what does that mean? Does that mean maybe Julian would take over the Eagles and now Lurie is in charge of the Celtics? Does that mean that they all wrap into this one portfolio? Does that mean that this guy, who apparently Jeffrey Lurie is a very active owner with the Eagles, not meddling, but very, he puts in a ton of FaceTime, kind of like
great
Robert
for
Kraft.
77, by the way. He doesn't look like he's 77 years old.
It's that rich stuff.
I feel like he would at least, he's not a carpetbagger in the carpetbagger sense, like a Bezos is a carpetbagger. Like,
I don't even know what a carpetbagger is.
Well, somebody who moves, it's in a, like a politician term where you move into a city mm-hmm. or a state so you can win an election there and you don't know anything. It's like Mayor Wu.
Mm-hmm.
Long way to get there. No, I'm not doing that.
No disrespect.
Yep.
He cares about Boston sports, clearly.
Absolutely.
Which would be a good thing.
Yeah. I think the feeling is, especially over the last decade,
mm-hmm.
Eagles fans and the media seem to respect him a lot. This is an owner who maybe in his early days was a little more hands-on and learned on the job that you don't want to be an owner whose hands are in organizational functions and everything. But now he's moved beyond that. And so I think my personal opinion is that he's a good option for the Celtics.
But
it goes to that.
Is his son. Like, that's basically saying, okay, Robert Kraft is going to buy the Knicks.
He's a little younger than Robert.
Right, but I'm just saying, mm-hmm. eventually, Jonathan will be the owner. So if right. you want to look at the Celtics' future, okay, is Julian the right fit for this? And that worries me.
So Ruben Frank, who I spoke to, said that Julian has been hands-on with the Eagles since 2021. Obviously, they've had a ton of success over right. the last 5 years. So that hasn't had any bad impacts on the Eagles. And I think, to me, the big takeaway that I had from this conversation was this is a very shrewd businessman and somebody who moves with a ton of intentionality. So I don't think that this is a person who just threw a bid in there because he's a Celtics fan and he's like, oh, the team's for sale. $6 billion. Let me see what I can get there. This guy sold off 8% of his shares in December mm-hmm. in the Eagles because he wanted to put together a plan to bid. We think from the report from Bill Simmons, that's what it looks like. And I think we know Pags is in the running. This would be another option that seems like it would, at least on its face, be a good outcome for Celtics fans.
Those are the only two bidders that we know about. Is it surprising to you that Moore hasn't leaked on who the finalists are?
It's not surprising. Lurie also still hasn't confirmed whether he's in it or not. No. So this is all just kind of background information. He hasn't said he's not in it. Mm-hmm. So that leads me to believe that he probably is one of the bidders. It doesn't surprise me. I think it'll trickle out. There was some indication that the Celtics expect to close on this first part of the deal sometime in spring. So I would guess over the next 6 weeks, we start getting a little more information here or there. Oh, this person has a bid in, that person has a bid in, this person's mm-hmm. not included.
Is there any concern that he maybe cut some meat off the bone with the Celtics because of all the not owning an arena, the luxury tax? And, you know, we've heard the Dakota rumor, which is that they might move on from Jaylen Brown, or he could be a guy that they could potentially move on from after the season.
Wiggy, he apparently has a house on the Vineyard. Maybe he'll have to sell that in order to afford the Celtics.
Well, no, is there any concern with that? Because, you know, he might, you know, does he go down that road because he has a, you know, other business, but he owns another franchise.
Right.
You know,
I think for anybody who's going into buying this team, and it's someone like Lurie, someone like Pags, who they're, no matter, even if they're going in individually, they're going to have backers behind them mm-hmm. in order to meet that $6 billion price tag. I think it's kind of hard to not see that as a hurdle, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really see one option of somebody coming in and not surveying the entire landscape and saying, This is a crazy roster. Like, how long are we keeping this together? How many championships are we getting out of that? I don't think that that's going to be dependent on just one particular buyer. The arena stuff is really interesting to me because Lurie bought the Eagles in 94, and then several years later, they open up Lincoln Financial Field.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles had played at Veterans Stadium from 71 on before that. And mm-hmm. so I don't know exactly like if that indicates that they would be interested in building an arena for the Celtics, but I do feel like for an outside buyer who isn't a Jeff Bezos or something like that, and they want their return on investment, that seems like it might be part of the plan.
Not just because it was a Courtney bomb, but did the story this week about the Fenway Sports Group dumping some equity in the Penguins mm-hmm. indicate to you at all that they may be in this and we don't know about it?
Again, I think that it's a little different, in my opinion, because you have reporters on the Red Sox beat in the MLB beat saying we're getting indications. We have sources within the league who are saying that FSG is not involved. Now, I don't know if that means a group connected to FSG that's yeah. not FSG. I mean, you can get really particular about this kind of stuff and then turn it around in a month when something comes out. So I don't know about that. Again, like I do think it's indicative that Lurie dumps 8% of his shares in the Eagles in December and then emerges as a reported bidder a couple weeks later. So
now
I wouldn't
have John Henry doing this.
So I wouldn't say that it's completely unfounded, you know?
All right. Settle a debate that we had on the show this week. Is Ime a better coach than Joe Mazzulla currently?
Oh, I feel bad. This makes me feel bad. I will say I have gotten negative feedback from listeners in the past for how much respect I have for what Ime Udoka does on the court. I think that he is a fantastic motivator. He really connects with his players. You see that in the Houston game. I was at that game the other night covering it, and it's like from the jump. Now, you have the Celtics down three players in that game, but from the jump, like somebody goes down, the entire Houston bench is over there helping that guy up. Like that team has so much energy right now. They are rolling through the NBA. It, to me, that's kind of like indicative of an Ime team. In the second halves of these schedules, he gets his team like so revved up that they just gain this momentum until the playoffs. And I think that's something that the Celtics could use a little bit of a shot in the arm right now.
I guess you could say Mazzulla on a different team may not be as great of a coach.
You know what? I got to stick up for Wiggy because when I was driving in, I think Curtis was gaslighting Wiggy a little bit.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And I don't even know
Curtis
what gaslighting
is a gaslighter.
Means.
He's
I
a
think
big
Curtis
gaslighter.
Curtis was gaslighting Wiggy a right. little bit. And I felt for Wiggy because right. I could hear Wiggy feeling like he was a crazy person
well,
saying I was
the percentages
one who was
were
on
kind of off.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, Curtis believes that if the New Orleans Saints would have drafted Brady at 200, right. he'd still be the GOAT.
Well, the
like,
Patriots
I was
were
there.
The Saints,
I with Brady. No, Curtis was like, I know.
They were the Saints. The yep. biggest difference is they had Belichick as their coach.
Right, and who was Belichick before Brady came in? The guy that was about to get fired again.
Yeah, he was. But here's
and,
what,
just,
here's
can
what
we
I
just
would say.
With the NBA for 1 second, Wiggy?
You said that
Mazzulla is the best coach in the NBA.
Yes.
He inherited a team that Ime right. built, and yet you make a different
think,
argument with Brady. It's very interesting.
I don't think Ime built that team. I think that was a team that was built by Brad Stevens.
Yeah, and Brad Stevens made the team better for Joe Mazzulla.
Right.
Yeah, I think. But here's the difference. Ime had a similar team, got to the finals and lost. Mazzulla had
lost in the conference final.
Had a similar team, got to the finals and won. The difference is with Houston. If you watch Houston play, I think what Ime does a great job of, and I gave Ime credit. A lot of credit for here is getting guys to buy into his role. And if you look at the Houston Rockets, they are a young team without, you know, a bunch of superstars other than Jalen Green, and everybody buys into that role. You got guys like Dylan Brooks. You got guys like Amen Thompson. These guys, Steven Adams. They know what their roles are. Fred Van Fleet. They know what their roles are. And he does a really good job with those type of players where when you get a team that has an alpha in Jaylen Brown, an alpha in Jason Tatum, a guy that was a unicorn in Kristaps Porzingis, Drew Holiday, who was a tremendous player in Milwaukee, you now have to manage egos of guys that have already kind of made it to the mountaintop. It's a lot more difficult to do that than when you're dealing with younger players.
I agree, and they're just at different points where Ime Udoka, we've seen him be a coach who can, again, transform these teams in the second half of the season, make them these defensively elite teams, and they're all rolling together, and they all believe in the cause. But defending a championship is the hardest thing to do in the NBA.
Right.
And so if Joe Mazzulla is able to get this team back to the finals and they're able to beat whoever's there, then I think he deserves way more respect on his name than we're giving to Ime Udoka, because that's just a bigger challenge. But I do think Ime, now you see what he did with the Celtics, you see what he's doing with the Rockets. He has a certain stamp that he puts on his teams, and you can identify right away what kind of team that is.
Do you think Jimmy Butler ends up with the Warriors?
Oh, my God. I didn't know we were going to get this version of Jimmy Butler back. When Jimmy Butler, you know, blew his way out of Minnesota, then was in Philly, and then he ended up in Miami, and he was doing his little coffee commercials, and he was doing all the emo costumes on media day. It's like, the vibes are so good for Jimmy. Chaotic Jimmy is back.
He is back.
So I have no idea where he's going to end
Bulls up. He's the original Jimmy.
Yeah, he's probably going to end up in the West. If he's with the Warriors, I don't really think that's relevant to the Celtics. I don't. I look at one team in the West as a serious threat for the Celtics, and that's Oklahoma City.
And I think he lands in Phoenix, because I know Phoenix wants to get rid of Bradley Beal, so maybe he lands over there. It'll be interesting, but I still, like, I've said this all the time, Mego, is I don't see a team in the East or the West, seven-game series, beating the Celtics 4 games. I just don't see it.
I think you need to see Oklahoma City again, and maybe you'll be able to put together four total quarters, and then we can have that conversation about that team in the West. But in the East, I agree. I think if you end up with 7 games against the Cavs, it's going to be tight. It could go 7 games, but you're okay.
All right, condolences on your Commanders.
Oh, I know. Oh, you know what? I feel so grateful. It was crazy being able to see a team in the conference championship that you haven't seen there for 33 years. And the future is so bright for Jaden Daniels. He was trying to do everything in that game. And obviously the roster just wasn't to that level for that game.
You agree with those who suggest he had the greatest rookie season by a quarterback
Absolutely.
Ever?
Well, I don't know about ever, but certainly in the modern NFL. When you look at the quarterbacks who have gone to the conference championship as rookies since 2005, all those guys, respectfully, because a couple of them turned out to be awesome, all those guys were passengers. Jaden was the only one who was driving the bus for his team.
Yeah, I'd agree with you.
You look at the stats, they totally back it up. 4 quarterback comebacks by him in the regular season. Postseason obviously backs it up. And so, yeah, I think he's the greatest rookie quarterback ever.
Is he a baby girl?
I don't know.
I bet he is.
I haven't met him.
I bet he is.
I don't get this baby girl thing.
I bet he is.
Guys.
Can I tease something as well?
Oh, yes.
Mego and I will have an event coming up pretty shortly, a little Galentine's Day event.
Oh, yes. All right. Really?
Yeah.
Galentine. Right.
So stay tuned.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it just...
That's all I'm going to say right
just
now.
Just for the ladies.
Galentine's Day is the day before Valentine's Day.
Okay. Oh, right.
It's every year.
Is it just for the ladies, or can the baby girls come?
I think the baby... I'm always welcoming the baby girls.
Oh, I thought Galentine meant strictly for the women.
No, it is. Yeah, it's for the women. But, I mean...
Is it like
I'm not discriminating.
Are you doing painting and like wine painting?
You'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
No.
So,
I can say no.
You say no to that?
No.
All right.
Do you win your way in?
I know you don't want to say anything about it, but it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Oh, okay. What a tease.
The two of you. All right. Yeah. Awesome. Mego, great to see you. Thanks for coming.
Nice. You too, guys.
All right. That is Mego with us every Wednesday. Here's Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Bruins fell to the Sabres on the road 7-2. The final thanks to a 4-score third period by Buffalo. Mason Lowry and Brad Marchand both scored while Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 26 saves in the loss. The Bruins come back home for a game with the Jets tomorrow, but the Celtics are home tonight. They have the Bulls in town. Sam Hauser, Al Horford, and Jason Tatum all questionable for this one. Drake May was named a Pro Bowl alternate yesterday. He will be replacing Josh Allen, who declined to participate in the game. The Pro Bowl is Sunday in Orlando, and it is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com.
I guess I'm putting Philly in timeout. I still don't like how they handled their celebrations. A Temple student, I believe, he went to Temple, died from falling from one of those poles during the celebration. Yeah,
oh,
so I'm putting Philadelphia in timeout.
I would like to put the NFL officials who were calling that game on Sunday, Chiefs and Buffalo. I have now seen, as the rest of the world has, clear and present scientific data that supports the first down by Josh Allen, and therefore they deserve the opportunity to continue on with that drive, and I am putting the officials in time.
Brady gets drafted by Cleveland or even the New Orleans Saints, he's still the GOAT. I mean,
okay.
That what do they call that? Contrarian?
Contrarian?
Yeah. I mean, it's your take. Might want to know the words.
I just want to know if that's what they called it.
I would like, very simply, Greg, to put our national football media in timeout. We can say if they are a dynasty when they win their fourth, or if they're better than the Patriots dynasty. For 20 years, Max Kellerman led a cavalcade of morons who were trying to tell you that the Patriots' run was over before it had even come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to say the team that's pursuing them has arrived before they've stopped. And it's incredibly frustrating to watch from afar to see that type of double standard applied, because people just don't like Boston sports fans.
Great one, Curtis Schein.
Yeah, I'm going to put Brad Marchand in timeout today. He has not played great of late, and it seems like David Pastrnak is doing wonderfully. So, as you said, Greg, it's a one-line team, so I'm going to put the captain in timeout.
Okay, all right.
Well, experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. And that trending was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 34 degrees. Feels like 23. Afternoon high of 44.